It's lovely to be here, isn't it? Let's start with the scripture, shall we? I don't know if we've got the scriptures up at all, but I was going to start with the scripture. So 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 9. Praise the Lord. Well done. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you live now with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Praise God. It's a beautiful passage of scripture, isn't it? And it speaks of transformation, a hope, an inheritance, and a deposit of inexpressible joy. Glorious joy. So this, I would say, is the big picture of salvation. And these amazing promises are the outcome of putting your faith in Jesus Christ. But what we often wrestle with is maintaining our joy in the Lord. In this world, we suffer ill as well as good. We all know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. But sometimes we lack the joy that gives us the strength. And of course, Christians are often expected, aren't we, to be happy regardless of the situation. I don't know where that comes from. But the joy offered here is not simply happiness, nor is it something that we do. It's not our strength that works hard to be joyful. It's something that we are given as we receive his Holy Spirit. I remember going on holiday when we were first married. We went to southern Italy. I don't know if everyone's been to Sorrento. We went to Sorrento, lovely place. And the little hotel we stayed at, it was high in the hills above Sorrento, looking down on Sorrento. And it was surrounded by olive groves, lovely place. And one of my memories of that place was the Italian waiter there, who didn't speak very much English. But he presented every dish with a great flourish and a loud voice the whole restaurant could hear. He would say, "Fresh today!" And he would place the food on the table. And I remember it was very good food too. I don't know, food always tastes better when you're on holiday, doesn't it? But fresh today, we need the fresh word of the Spirit today, don't we? The fresh word of God to the Spirit today and every day. Isaiah 12, verses 2 and 3 says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." The single most important need for every human is to know their Father in heaven and the joy of his salvation. Amen. So I declare this morning, with joy you will draw from this wells of salvation. You will draw from this well. Hallelujah. With joy, I know it's tough, isn't it? Many of our church are going through very tough times at the moment. And we've experienced that in our family too, even this week. And life is not always joyful. In fact, it can be often downright painful. And yet there's a joy that comes from the well of salvation. A joy that comes from knowing God. Out of our relationship with God. And joy is one of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Do you know the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit? Galatians 5, 22, 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." What wonderful gifts these are. And against such thing there is no law. Acts 13. It says, "The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." So you see, this is part of the package. I was talking about package holidays, wasn't I? But yeah, it's part of the package. This is part of the package of salvation. This is the gift. This is the fruit of the Spirit. You will receive joy. Salvation brings joy. And the indwelling Spirit of God is a spirit of joy. Psalm 30, verse 11 says, "You turn my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and you clothed me with joy." We were singing that just last week in one of our songs, and he turns our mourning into dancing. I think that's relevant for us today, isn't it? When we're at our lowest point, we can rest in our Savior and his promise to us is to renew us, to refresh us, to bring us joy. This is something very special. This is heaven's joy. This is not just we're winning a match with England, we're happy. This is heaven's joy. What the Bible calls unspeakable joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I don't know if this kind of joy is in your heart today. I hope it is. This is the promise of salvation. The promise for us who believe in Jesus. That we would draw joyfully from the wells of salvation. Jesus Christ is our source of living water that never runs dry. And if you lack joy in your life, then there's only one source, and that is the Lord God Almighty. I repeat Isaiah 12, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength, my defense, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Amen. He's the only one. He's the only one that can save us from our corrupt nature. He chose to die in our place as a substitute. He offered his life for us so that we can live free from the curse of sin. And joy is what he offers us. Trade your sorrows for his joy. That's what he offers. You may have no knowledge about being a Christian today. This may be very new to you. I don't know. But good news, there is hope. There's hope in this world because of Jesus. Jesus came. And he said to us, he says, come as you are. Just come as you are. Come to him and receive his salvation. Jesus made a way for all mankind to know the joy of his salvation. Praise God. Repentance brings much joy. That's often the starting point, isn't it? We recognize where we are, and then we come to him. If that touches your heart, I'd just encourage you to make yourself known and come and speak with one of us here. And we can help you pray to receive this joy for yourself. This is joy is for everyone. I believe there are many here today, myself I include with this, they need to know the joy of the Lord afresh. To receive him anew. So have you remember he's already paid for our pain, he's paid for our sin, he's paid for our sorrow on his cross. Are you going to reach him today? He is the source of living water that never runs dry. It's good to spend time in the presence of God, time to talk with him, to read his word, to rest and be refreshed in him. And so often that's the thing that gets attacked in our lives, isn't it? Our time with God. Acts 2 says, you have made known to me the paths of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence. Shall we take a moment? Shall we just come to him right now to say that we need him? To take a fresh drink from his well of salvation. Fresh joy for today. Maybe for some of you it might be the very first drink that you've had from this well. It's an important step of faith, and every day we need to take a step of faith to realize the goal of salvation, his everlasting joy in our lives. It's good to pray scripture, isn't it? Let's his words speak to our hearts. So let's turn to these words from Acts 2. So Acts 2, into a prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for revealing yourself to me afresh today. Thank you that you are here with us, with me right now. And thank you for making known to me the paths of life. Fill me now with joy in your presence. Amen. Tomorrow is a new day, and new challenges. Are you going to go daily back to the well for fresh joy? When trouble raises its head, we can come to him as our source of joy and be refreshed. Here's a few more thoughts for you to consider. Are you drifting along in life? Are you going through life on maybe autopilot? Sometimes it's possible to do that, isn't it? Do you lack joy in your day-to-day? Just pause as you go through the day tomorrow. Whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter how mundane it is, just bring the Lord into what you're doing. Invite God into your day-to-day. And make a practice of this. Whatever it is, wherever you are, just say, Lord, bring your joy into what I'm doing. Yeah? Let's seek his joy in our lives. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And building on that scripture, number two, a lack of joy can be an indicator of a need sometimes for change. Sometimes we need a realignment. The things that we've been doing so far might have been blessed, but sometimes seasons change, don't they? So prayerfully acknowledge when you recognize there's a lack of joy in what you're doing. And ask God to help direct your path for the future. Seasons do change, and sometimes obedience looks like letting go of what once worked in order to step into what God has for you, what he's inviting you into. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. And we really want to be guided by the Lord, don't we? That we're walking in his paths. Another thought is when times are tough and maybe you think it feels maybe like you're pushing stuff uphill, maybe forcing things through to make things happen. It's hard. Times can be tough sometimes. Recognize that sometimes these are indicators. They're moments sometimes that just identify whether this is of the Lord or not in our lives. Where there's alignment with the Lord, things flow. When we're pushing against things all the time, yeah, we just need that discernment of the Lord, don't we, sometimes in our lives, to his will and his way. Isn't that joy and peace? This can be a real sign to us. So just be aware of that in your life. If there's things in your life that you're really struggling with at the moment, just ask the Holy Spirit for his discernment, for his joy to come in that situation, and see what the Holy Spirit is teaching us in our lives. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to be to peace and be thankful. So a few practical things there. I hope that's maybe encouraged you just to pursue his joy today and tomorrow, to seek out his joy, to listen to the Holy Spirit, to how he's teaching us. His way is the perfect in our lives. Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come to me, all you are who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest." And do you remember in all of this, there is also an eternal hope for us, isn't there? Of that rest in Jesus. Isaiah 51, 11 says, "Those the Lord has rescued will return, and they will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads, and gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away." Praise God. Yeah. Let's pray, shall we? Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, that we can come to you, Lord. Lord, you are our only source, Lord, of salvation. Lord, there is none like you. And Father, I just pray, Lord, for each one of us today, Lord, here. Lord, that we just so know your joy in our lives, that fruit of the Spirit, Lord, that just, yeah, just goes before us, Lord. Your heavenly joy, Lord, that shows and lights the way for us, Lord Jesus. Lord, guide our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord, to know you. Lord, working in each of our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that you make our path straight. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Just one thing to add is that if you recognize somebody who is struggling with the lack of joy in their life, then go and pray with them. You know, it's much our responsibility to be aware of others around us, that we have that opportunity to go and pray with them, that they may encounter that joy again. So we're not a passive people. We move in the Spirit. And, you know, I would encourage you this week, if you know somebody who is struggling, go and pray with them. See what happens. So, that concludes our meeting for today. Do have some refreshment. Enjoy each other's company. Catch up. Thank you.